WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, we hear from Dave Carver of the Open Door Youth Organization in Crafton Heights, which has been providing local kids with extracurricular programs for 30 years. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
This stretch, this block that we're in here, was really downtown Crafton Heights back in the day.
That's Pastor Dave Carver of the First United Presbyterian Church in Crafton Heights. He's giving me a little tour of the neighborhood. Carver first came to the church 35 years ago, fresh out of college, and he immediately noticed something about Crafton Heights.
The neighborhood was filled with children and teenagers, and there was not any programming.
So Carver decided to do something about it. He started a street hockey league in 1983 that revealed lots of enthusiasm for youth recreation in the area. And in 1987, he took the next step by starting an organization called the Open Door. These days, the Open Door offers after-school programs, summer camps, and a recreational space to about 350 kids a year. But back then, just getting things up and running was a big challenge. The first step, finding a building. They settled on a structure down the street on Stratmore Avenue that had once housed a movie theater.
The building itself had been vacant for more than 20 years and was in horrible disrepair.
Carver would need to buy the building and pay for repairs. And at the time, the church was short on cash, so he had to look elsewhere for the funds.
I essentially wrote letters every month to everybody I knew.
Once the building had been purchased and was ready to be redone, all kinds of people helped out. Local parents and kids as young as fifth grade showed up. Labor unions, from plumbers to carpenters to cement masons, sent their apprentices to lend a hand and gain experience. Overall, Carver estimates that the church spent about $27,000 on the project, while in-kind donations and volunteer work covered almost $100,000 in costs.
So there's a rehabilitation of the structure, but there was also a re-engagement in the neighborhood, and there was an establishment of community that had not existed. And in some ways, the structure provided the vehicle for the establishment of community.
This summer, the Open Door offered a six-week day camp where campers participated in arts, sports, and field trips. Throughout the year, they also organize events like community cleanups in Crafton Heights and other neighborhoods in the west end of Pittsburgh. Pauline Bodner-Welsh, a Crafton Heights resident, is both a volunteer with the organization and the parent of a child who participates. She says the fact that older kids in the community help run the programs is a big plus for the youngsters.
Just the mentor aspect of everything, it's something that these young children need.
Executive Director Kristen Knuff says running children's programs isn't always easy. Problems from home or school can spill over. But as she puts it,
it is totally worth it every single day to face those challenges, deal with those hardships because of what we get to experience with these kids and their families.
Next week, the Open Doors After School program will start up again. Staff and volunteers will help students in kindergarten through fifth grade start the school year on a good note, with fun activities and help on their homework. Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.